Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a kind of a let's just call it a partly cloudy evening, shall we?
Sure, sure.
Okay, I think the rain's kind of subsided for a while. Not looking bad. And why do I bring that up just about this very minute? Because I want to remind everybody that they're having that concert over at St. Christopher's over on 12th Avenue. It's the concert series, their Thursday night concert series. The Blenders on stage, 6 o'clock, less than an hour from right now. Again, it's over on North 12th Avenue, and that's always a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I love those neighborhood concerts. Okay, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
It's kind of like the long way around, if you know what I'm talking about. Here's story number one. Pensacola leaders wrapped up a child care summit Wednesday addressing concerns in Northwest Florida. Right now, the city's calling the child care access shortage a crisis. Well, the city says the main issues are the limited number of daycare teachers and then paying them enough to keep them in the industry. Next meeting, we'll continue the discussions on local issues and is expected to happen in June or July.
And the city of Milton asking the state to provide it with a $2.26 million grant to upgrade and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors to its downtown area. Milton has placed itself into competition for a small city's community development block grant. If obtained, the money will be used to improve water lines and construct sidewalks throughout downtown.
Something is happening over at the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City. Another dolphin has died, Austin. That happened on Wednesday. This is the second dolphin to die at the park since March, the fifth since last October. State Senator Jay Trumbull called it part of a disturbing and unacceptable pattern. The park also closed unexpectedly and will remain closed until June 3rd.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, coming up on 5:15, we'll just squeeze in a couple more local headlines for you. Stuff happening in our neck of the woods. Milton police say they've arrested a 22-year-old Texas man after a major fraud investigation. Mohamed Bakayoko is charged with grand theft, a first-degree felony that could lead up to 30 years in prison. Police say he was involved in a business email compromise scam where criminals impersonate a legitimate vendor and prompt county staff to change banking details. That led to more than $850,000 being transferred into the wrong account. Milton police worked with the FBI during the investigation.
I hate to do this story, but by golly, the executive director of the Pensacola Little Theater, Sid Williams, has resigned. Nice guy here. Happened Wednesday. The PLT Board of Trustees says recent concerns regarding disputed expenses were a concerning factor for the decision. The specific nature or amount of the disputed expenses has not been disclosed. 515. Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 79 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 73 tonight with a chance of showers. Those chances will bleed into your Friday, high of 88, low of 68. And then, starting Saturday and the next several days beyond that, we will have nothing but sunny, clear skies.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, when you're talking about the weather situation, it's also a good reminder this weekend, since you've given such a nice forecast for the weather, don't forget to bring along the SPF this weekend.
That's very true.
If you're heading out there to the beach, it's something. Take care of that skin. Florida plastic surgeon facing the death penalty. He's having a lot of trouble getting legal representation. Therese Crowley has more.
Pinellas plastic surgeon Tomas Kozowski has been jailed without bond since his arrest 2 years ago. He was representing himself in a medical billing dispute. After a heated deposition, he followed opposing lawyer Stephen Cozy into the restroom, and Cozy said he began fearing for his life. One day, he never left his Largo office, but a cart with a large object did. Court documents show Kozowski was arrested a few days later with a bloody ballistic vest, paralyzing agents, syringes, brass knuckles, a taser, and Cozy's DNA in his trunk and garage floor. Cozy's body never found. Now Kozowski tells the judge his defense team quit. He can't get a lawyer. The public defender declined, citing a conflict. The judge may be forced to pick one. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Florida's disaster preparedness sales tax holiday is in jeopardy due to the ongoing budget stalemate. Florida Retail Federation President Scott Shatley says this couldn't come at a worse time with hurricane season starting Sunday. He says the holiday saves consumers tens of millions of dollars in tax savings. Lawmakers are more than 3 weeks late in inking out a budget deal.
Florida Senator Rick Scott in town happened just a few hours ago to discuss the importance of hurricane preparedness. Andrew McKay was there for News Radio 92.3. Basically, you know the drill. Make sure you go through all your checklist and have a well-prepared supply cabinet and just being prepared for these things. We'll try to get that story back in just a few minutes.
Well, this is a good filler story anyway. A man is charged with 4 counts of attempted murder after shooting at golfers in Jupiter. The incident happened at Abacoa Golf Club on Tuesday afternoon. The victims say they were playing on hole 3 when a man across the lake just started shooting at them. 27-year-old Daniel Noble was arrested. The golfers say the shooting was unprovoked.
Okay, after Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. was selected to become interim president over UWF, the State Board of Education next week could potentially consider appointing a new commissioner. Diaz, a former legislator, has served as Education Commissioner since 2022.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this very quickly here. A new attraction coming to Disney World. Of course, we got a lot of Disney goers. The company announced Tuesday its new nighttime parade in the Magic Kingdom will make its debut on July 20th. The Disney Starlight Dream Denied Away Parade will go from Frontierland to Main Street, USA. It'll be the park's first year-round nighttime parade since the Main Street Electrical Parade ended almost a decade ago.
Yeah, I used to love that parade. It was something special. A Florida sheriff pleading with the Trump administration for more resources to stem illegal immigration. Grinnell Scott has more from Tallahassee.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said there's a problem with ICE detainment in Florida.
When we have more illegal aliens that we bring to them than they can handle, they're turned back into the street.
Sheriff Judd said local jails can't hold illegal migrants long-term without additional local charges. He told Fox Digital more places to hold them up to their immigration hearing day can force them to make a choice.
They're a lot quicker to waive their due process and leave than sit in lockup for months at a time, or maybe years at a time, waiting to get to court.
Sheriff Judd said the changes can be made by executive order, and he'd be willing to help the president write it. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get a pretty loaded slate of some national headlines for you. Some of the biggest stuff happening around your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
40 days ago, Christians everywhere celebrated Easter Sunday. We rejoiced in our risen Savior. Now it's time to rejoice in our ascended Christ. Today is Ascension Thursday. Acts 1 records that Jesus was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. His ascension was his coronation. It was God the Father saying to his Son, "Job well done." Christ's ascension hollers, "Lucifer, you lose." At his ascension, Jesus' enemies have become his footstool, and now he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Right now, Jesus is praying for the redeemed, and as the master carpenter, he's preparing mansions for his children. On this Ascension Thursday, be sure to take time to read Luke's accounts of Christ's ascension and let your faith be strengthened by the Word of God.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
23, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you today. Well, a man, let's just frame this as violence in the skies. A man has been charged with attacking a flight attendant. Happened on an American Airlines flight. Chris DeMio has more for us.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Julius Priester was acting erratically on the flight from Connecticut to Chicago. Prosecutors say he tried to force a flight attendant to the floor and tried to drag the attendant up the aisle. Court documents say that during the flight, Priester stood up, began to take his shirt off, and ran toward the back of the plane, yelling, "Help me!" Passengers restrained him, and Priester was arrested once the plane got to the gate. He was removed by state police and taken to a hospital for evaluation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Okay, 525. Yeah, Austin Price hanging out here, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what we can see. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spot is probably going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 79 degrees tonight with a low of 73, 40% chance of showers. As for your Friday, we're still going to have some rainfall chances with a high of 88 and a low of 68.
Okay, National Hurricane Center reporting. This is kind of a back end to your weather forecast here. No tropical cyclone activity is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days as we approach the official start of the 2025 hurricane season. On Sunday, it's the Atlantic hurricane season. I want to make sure you get that cleared. Today, the NHC reports the first tropical storm, Alvin, has formed off the coast of southern Mexico, and Eben Brown files his report from Miami.
Tropical storm Alvin is now formed in the Pacific Ocean, well off the western coast of Mexico and about 670 miles south of Baja California. Its top sustained winds are at 40 miles an hour. The current track shows northern movement, but a weakening over the coming days and losing its tropical structure before reaching the Gulf of California by Sunday. Pacific cyclone season began May 15th and is predicted to be less active this summer. The Atlantic season starts Sunday and is forecast to be highly active. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
In a federal appeals court reinstating President Trump's tariff plan for now, the court granted the administration's request to pause a lower court's ruling that blocked most of Trump's tariffs on other countries. Yesterday, the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled that an emergency law does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs on nearly every country. Earlier today, a U.S. district judge upheld that ruling after the Justice Department appealed. The White House called the decision to block Trump's tariff plan an example of judicial overreach.
527 News Radio 92.3, we are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors digested NVIDIA's robust earnings report and as a U.S. appeals court grants the Trump administration a temporary stay of the U.S. trade court's ruling that said that the president exceeded his authority by implementing sweeping tariffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell met with the president at the White House today to discuss economic developments. And according to the White House, the president said to Powell that he was making a mistake by not lowering interest rates. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Amgen, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. The Dow rising 117 points. The Nasdaq higher by 75. S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Israel accepting a new proposal for a ceasefire with Hamas. According to an Israeli official, U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff's proposal calls for the release of 10 living hostages, 18 deceased hostages, and a 60-day truce. Meanwhile, Hamas said it was reviewing the new Witkoff proposal and was responsibly studying it in a way that serves the interests of our people, provides relief, and achieves a permanent ceasefire. The official provided no details about the beginning of negotiations for a permanent end to the war, which is a key Hamas demand that Israel has refused to accept.
You know, I'm not sure how a lot of senior vets are going to feel about this. Senior defense officials shed the light on the possibility of a U.S. troop withdrawal in South Korea. Christian Goodwin has more.
Two senior defense officials say the U.S. is not ruling out a reduction in forces deployed to South Korea. There are 28,500 American troops deployed to the region as part of the U.S.'s long-term commitment to help defend South Korea from any attack from North Korea. But the Trump administration is also working to determine what forces and ships it needs across the Indo-Pacific to best deter China from any potential attack on Taiwan and other acts of aggression against allies in the region. The details come as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Singapore to attend an annual Asian Security Summit with counterparts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the White House says DOGE's mission to cut waste, fraud, and abuse from government spending will continue following Elon Musk's departure. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said many DOGE employees are now political appointees and government employees and intend to stay. Musk began offboarding as a special government employee on Wednesday. He's helped lead DOGE since it was established in January, and as a special government employee, he was allowed to work for the administration for 130 days in a calendar year.
528 News Radio 92.3, while we're talking about state and federal employees, State Department shedding light on moves to revoke and enhance the scrutiny of visas for Chinese nationals. Christian Goodwin back with more.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce telling reporters,
there's an interest in making sure that those who are here from China on a visa understand that we are taking our national security seriously. And we are looking at their visas.
Noting everyone who is in the U.S. on a visa must recognize that vetting is not a one-time process. It's continuing.
If everything's fine, terrific. But that will be a vetting that certainly continues and is important, clearly, to the administration.
Noting students who could have their U.S. visas canceled include those with ties to the Chinese Communist Party and those studying critical fields. And the U.S. is enhancing scrutiny of visas for all Chinese nationals, including Hong Kong passport holders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In tourism numbers in Asheville, North Carolina, dropping after the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene, and it's impacting local businesses that depend on visitors. Lazoom Tours, a popular local tour business in the city, says business has suffered tremendously since Helene. The owners of Lazoom say business is down about 45% since before the hurricane. Meanwhile, the Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority Board is reporting April 2025 hotel room occupancy was down 7% from the year before.
Okay, let's talk about parades. Ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, Grand Fiesta Parade rolling at 7 o'clock tomorrow in downtown Pensacola. Now, here's where the important part comes in. Road closures begin at 4. At that point, they start towing cars. Don't let it happen to you. Jefferson Street Parking Garage, a great alternative place to go. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. An appeals court temporary stops a federal trade court's block on President Trump's tariffs. White House Senior Counselor for Trade Peter Navarro says this was to be expected from a lawsuit brought by 12 Democrat-run states.
Democrats are going to have to own this. They're going to have to own it in the midterm. They're going to have to own it in 28 because Donald Trump ran on an agenda that said he was going to stop China and the Mexican drug cartels from poisoning Americans.
The federal trade court said the president overstepped authority with the tariffs. The GOP-backed spending package passed the House, facing challenges in the Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the bill will end up crossing the finish line.
We have the entire America First agenda wrapped into this one big, beautiful bill. That's why we call it that. It's President Trump's promises to the American people, and it's our promises.
Some Republican senators concerned about raising the debt limit and potential cuts to Medicare. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Who is he, baby? Who is he, and tell me what he means to you?
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
But how was I to know you'd be letting go?
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola leaders wrapped up a child care summit Wednesday addressing concerns in Northwest Florida. Right now, the city is calling the child care access shortage a crisis. The city says the main issues are the limited number of daycare teachers and paying them enough to keep them in the industry. The next meeting will continue the discussions on local issues and is expected to happen in June or July.
Okay, here comes number two. The city of Milton asking the state to provide it with $2.26 million in grant money to upgrade and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors to the downtown area. Milton has placed itself into competition for a small city's community development block grant. If obtained, the money is going to be used to improve water lines and construct sidewalks throughout downtown.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Another dolphin has died at the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach on Wednesday. This is the second dolphin to die at the park since March and the fifth since October. State Senator Jay Trumbull called it part of a disturbing and unacceptable pattern. The park also closed unexpectedly and will remain closed until June 3rd.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, champions of the NBA's Western Conference. Good morning, I'm Jared Max.
Now, they'll wait to see who wins Indiana, New York, which will be tomorrow. Well, the final score, 124-94.
On ESPN, Oklahoma City stamped its mark on Game 5 in the first quarter when the Thunder built a 17-point lead and held Minnesota to its fewest points in any quarter this season and fewest ever in a playoff game, 9. Minnesota committed more turnovers in the first half than it converted field goal attempts. The Thunder led 65-32 at halftime. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who won his first NBA Most Valuable Player award last week, named the winner of the Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP. Gilgeous-Alexander averaged over 31 points a game in this series, 34 last night.
Of course, I want to thank my teammates. Without them, I'm nothing. Clear as day. I don't have 124 points by myself. I love these guys to death. Now, with all that being said, this is a step in the right direction, but we have a lot more work to do, and we know that, and that's what we're focused on. So, let's buckle up and get ready.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on ESPN. Game one of the NBA Finals next Thursday in Oklahoma City. The Thunder will face either the Pacers or the Knicks. Indiana leads 3-1 and can advance tonight. Get this, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, Oklahoma City has the second youngest roster ever to make it to the NBA Finals. Average age, 25.6 years old.
Barkov cuts away from Orlov, slides it across, score! Carter Verhaeghe! And the Panthers go back on top!
On TNT, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers came back from 2-0 down to beat the Hurricanes 5-3 last night and advanced to the Cup Final for the third straight year. Florida awaits the winner of Edmonton and Dallas. The Oilers can return to the Cup Final with a win tonight in Dallas. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a bill on transgender athletes heading to Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen's desk. The bill was created to restrict trans athletes from participating in sports that align with their gender identity. State senators voted 33-16 to pass the legislation, which was introduced by Omaha Senator Kathleen Koth. Lawmakers passed a version of the bill that removed a section banning trans people from being able to use bathrooms that align with their gender identity in schools and state buildings.
538 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Major League Baseball partnering with a new sports league. Jared Max has more.
29 years since the WNBA played its first season, financially backed by the NBA, Major League Baseball is committing a major investment in women's softball. According to ESPN, MLB is grabbing a stake of more than 20% of the four-team Athletes Unlimited Softball League, the AUSL. The league is scheduled to open this summer, four teams playing in 12 cities. MLB Chief Baseball Development Officer Tony Regan said, "We think the time is right to get into the space with a credible partner. We want this to be not good, but great." Regan said, "We want to create more opportunities for young women. Now they have something to strive for that's going to be around." The commissioner of the AUSL is Kim Ang, who in 2020 became the first female general manager of a major league team with the Miami Marlins. Jared Max, Fox News.
And a man is facing several charges, including dangerous driving, after allegedly ramming into a crowd of people in England. Paul Doyle is appearing in court as he's accused of plowing his vehicle through fans celebrating Liverpool's Premier League soccer championship. Merseyside police confirmed at least 79 people were injured, with ages of the victims ranging from 9 to 78. The CPS says that the charges would be kept under review as the investigation progresses.
A lot of folks in Waco, Texas, sad this afternoon. Baylor University mourning the death of a football player. This is really, it's always sad with these young people that are just at the right moment to advance their careers or their school or whatever, and then something like this happens.
An 18-year-old college football player, Alex Foster from Baylor University, was killed early Wednesday morning, shot multiple times inside a car in his hometown of Greenville, Mississippi, where the mayor, Eric D. Simmons, addressed senseless killings and multiple shootings of late, saying a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew there is to protect the lives and well-beings of every Greenville resident in light of this growing crisis. He said, "We cannot stand by and let violence rip through our neighborhoods." Alex Foster, a redshirt freshman last year at Baylor, was remembered by the Bears football program, which on social media wrote, "We are heartbroken by the unexpected loss. Our deepest condolences are with Alex's family and all who loved him, as we lift them up in prayer now and in the days to come." Alex Foster played in high school in Madison, Mississippi, for St. Joseph Catholic School. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb, the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Joe Flacco is right. It isn't his job to babysit, and it isn't his job to hold a young quarterback's hand to mentor them. Joe just needs to show up to work and go through his process and be the consummate professional and good teammate he's always been. Ultimately, it's up to Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel to listen and learn by watching Joe go through his process. And sure, Joe can answer some questions along the way, but it's not because he has to, but it's just because that's what a professional does. I'm Zach Gelb.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Empower!
Jen has ordered a decadent seafood tower, king crab legs, lobster tails, and a waterfall of caviar. Pricey? You bet. But Jen worked with Empower on her savings and investment strategy and planned for splurges like these. She got good at money, so she can be a little bad. Ooh, champagne. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisor Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. OMG, those shrimps are really jumbo.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the mental health of mothers is on the decline. This is very serious here. Lisa Brady has more this afternoon on House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A study looks into the mental and physical health of American mothers, and the results are causing some concern. It found the mental health of moms with children 17 and under significantly dropped from 2016 to 2023. They found mothers who reported having excellent mental health declined nearly 13%, while those who chose fair or poor rose 3% in that period. Researchers suggest limited access to care, social isolation, and rising substance use disorders may be contributing to the decline. The study was published in the JAMA Internal Medicine Tuesday. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the Department of Health and Human Services canceling a contract with Moderna to create a bird flu vaccine. A contract with the drug maker worth $590 million was announced before Trump took office to develop a vaccine against the bird flu, which normally infects birds but has also spread to humans. On Wednesday, though, Moderna said an early trial of its vaccine in about 300 adults showed a rapid and durable immune response. The HHS said, however, that after a rigorous review, they concluded that continued investment in the vaccine was not scientifically or ethically justifiable.
543 News Radio 92.3. Canned beef stew being recalled today. My goodness. Here's Sue Guzman.
Hormel is recalling more than 256,000 pounds of its Dinty Moore beef stew produced at a facility in Georgia. U.S. Department of Agriculture says the 20-ounce cans may be contaminated with wood. The canned beef stew was produced February 4th. The cans are marked with a Best Buy February 2028 label, and the lot code is TO2045. There are no reports of any injuries. The USDA says the recall product could be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And regular marijuana use is linked to early signs of cardiovascular disease. New research out of UC San Francisco finds that using THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, causes some disruption in the inner lining of the blood vessels. That's whether the THC was smoked or ingested. The effect could lead to an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular death. Researchers note there's no proof that THC caused the problem, only that users of THC have poorer vascular function.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. 31 people are joining together to sue the makers of Ozempic, claiming the weight loss drug has impacted their eyesight. All right, here's Jody Goldberg.
Michael is calm and composed now, but he was anything but back in April.
One day, all of a sudden, I just had trouble vision out of the right eyes.
The 48-year-old from Suffolk County says it started after he switched to Ozempic to manage his type 2 diabetes. He says he lost 10 pounds, but also the ability to see.
If you close the left eye, faces get blurred. I can't read my cell phone.
Michael, who claims he had 20/20 vision before taking Ozempic, says he was diagnosed with NAION, essentially a stroke of the eye. Recent studies, including one in the JAMA Network and another out of Denmark, have suggested a relationship between the rare condition and taking semaglutide, the active ingredient in some popular weight loss drugs.
5:45, afternoon sliding by here on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking on the roads, this is around the time we start to see some of the traffic issues we're dealing with subside, I'll say. It looks like we do have some minor backups still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for weather on a local scale, 79 degrees right now, low of 73. We're going to have rain chances tonight and tomorrow, but from Saturday onward, next several days, sunny, looking mostly clear.
You go, boy.
Yeah, look at me. It was all my idea.
All right. Nice local forecast. Let me give you a national snapshot. Parts of the south experiencing high temps, while areas in the east can expect to see clouds and a lot of rain. Here's Adam Klotz.
A large swath of the country is dealing with summer extremes today. Dangerous heat continues to grip the southwest with temperatures well above 100 degrees from Phoenix to Las Vegas. Heat advisories remain in effect. In contrast, cooler air is pushing through the northern plains and Great Lakes, bringing some relief to recent warmth. expect highs in the 60s and 70s with scattered showers from Minnesota to Michigan. The East Coast stays mild and unsettled, with cloud cover and passing showers stretching from the Mid-Atlantic through New England. And finally, out west, fire danger remains elevated in parts of California and Oregon due to dry conditions and gusty winds. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Gap is expecting new tariffs to impact its business by hundreds of millions of dollars if they remain in effect. The announcement comes as the retailer announced fiscal first quarter earnings. Shares fell more than 15% in after-hours trading. Gap says new duties of 30% on imports from China and a 10% levy on imports from most other countries will cost the company between $250 and $300 million. Jeep today revealing the first details of its new Cherokee SUV. A Stellantis brand saying the new midsize SUV will feature a hybrid powertrain option but declined to specify if it would be a traditional hybrid or plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, which the company currently offers on several SUVs. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 117 points, the S&P 500 up by nearly 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 74 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Secretary of Transportation says they're using AI to look for airports with congestion and close calls. Jessica Rosenthal has an explanation.
This year at Ronald Reagan International Airport in D.C., or DCA, there was a deadly collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger jet in which 67 people were killed. But there had been dozens of close calls at that airport for years. Now Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox 5 D.C. they're using AI.
We said, hey, we should look around the country. Are there any other DCAs out there where you have this cross-traffic with helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft?
Well, Duffy says there's no more cross-traffic of helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft along a particular route near DCA. Military helicopters do still fly in the area, and earlier this month, two commercial jets were instructed to go around once before landing due to a military helicopter flying in the area. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, well, we're talking about Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. He's revealing a new way to road trip as America nears its 250th year. Grady Trimble explains from the Great American Road Trip Expo in Washington.
We are just outside of the DOT headquarters in the middle of Washington, D.C., where the department is essentially throwing its own auto show. All of this is to encourage Americans to get in their cars, their SUVs, maybe their Cybertrucks with an Airstream attached, and hit the road this summer.
Gas prices are down, inflation is down, American spirits are up. So there's no better time to go on a road trip.
Today's event is an early start to celebrating America 250 next year, celebrating 250 years of American independence. Transportation Secretary says he is going to hit the road himself this summer, and the department is going to release 250 landmarks, monuments, and national parks that American families can hit up as they travel the great roadways of the United States.
And more Americans than expected found themselves seeking first-time unemployment benefits from the government last week. The Labor Department says it received 240,000 initial filings in the week ending May 24th. That's a jump of about 14,000 from the week prior and more than the 230,000 most analysts had forecast.
Okay, Justice Department alive and well, turning its back on the American Bar Association when it comes to judicial nominees. Jill Nato in Washington with that story.
The American Bar Association has often gotten a first look at judicial nominees and gives the nominees a rating. But now Attorney General Pam Bondi has sent a letter to the association saying the DOJ will no longer comply with that ratings process. She wrote ABA no longer functions as a fair arbiter of nominees' qualifications. Several Republicans have criticized the association, like Senator Mike Lee, who called it a left-wing advocacy group. Meanwhile, the association has sued the DOJ, claiming it illegally ended about $3 million in grants used to train lawyers to represent domestic violence victims. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is at its highest level since early February. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the rate increased to 6.89% from 6.86 last week. The rate averaged 7.03% a year ago. Borrowing costs on 15-year fixed-rate mortgages also rose ever so slightly.
Yeah, those things are fluctuating. As you know, we keep you up to date on all those numbers, and it's right in the ballpark, still under the 7% level.
Yes.
But very close when you're talking about the 30-year on that side of the equation. Hey, Vice President J.D. Vance discussing the future and importance of digital assets at the Bitcoin conference. Christian Goodwin's there.
Vice President J.D. Vance telling tens of thousands in Las Vegas.
We want our fellow Americans to know that crypto and digital assets, and particularly Bitcoin, are part of the mainstream economy and are here to stay.
Calling on Congress to pass the Genius Act.
Dollar peg stablecoins, particularly once Genius is enacted, is only going to help the American economy, and it's only going to help the American dollar.
Noting the Trump administration will then move to enact a transparent and tailored regulatory framework for digital assets.
One that's pro-innovation and fully incorporates crypto into the mainstream economy.
Stressing it's already ending the weaponization of federal regulation against the crypto community. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
5:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Only in the forest can you see this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. And you might just see this. Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
5:55 afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Austin, by the way, is in with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, I mentioned it earlier, around this time every afternoon, we don't really see much road stuff going on. Thank you for being safe out there, as many of you get home this evening. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that's to be expected. That should hopefully die down sooner rather than later. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 73 tonight, with some rainfall chances, and those rainfall chances are going to linger into your Friday, where it will be a high of 88 and a low of 68.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Austin, I don't know if you ever watched the Today Show, and Hoda Kotb was one of the guests. Not guests, but she was hosts on the program. Hoda and I used to work together over WDSU television in New Orleans, Channel 6.
Really?
And that's where I first met her. Wonderful lady. Of course, the reason I'm bringing this up, she's retired, and she's opening up more about why she left NBC. Here's Michelle Polino.
Hoda Kotb is opening up about why she left the Today Show earlier this year. Her 6-year-old daughter, Hope, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. The 60-year-old said on Wednesday, during a return visit to the Today Show, you get a priority check in your life. Kotb, who stepped away in January after nearly 30 years with NBC, said she couldn't balance the early morning demands of the show with her daughter's needs. She told People she wanted to be there to watch over her, but she would never want Hope to think she left her job just because of her. It was part of a bigger decision. Kotb described Hope as a trooper who received 4 to 5 insulin shots daily for a year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the man accused of ramming his car into the front gate of actress Jennifer Aniston's California home being found not competent to stand trial. The judge's ruling comes after a second psychiatrist examined Jimmy Wayne Carwile and concluded he was not competent. This delays the criminal proceedings while the defendant undergoes treatment. Carwile is charged with 1 felony count each of stalking and vandalism, along with an aggravated circumstance of the threat of great bodily harm.
I like this show when it was back in its run. Sex and the City. Doing a reboot on this. It's back and up for another season.
In the new season of And Just Like That on HBO Max, Carrie Bradshaw will move on from her heavy memoir and try her hand at writing fiction, according to the season trailer. Aiden, played by John Corbett, who wanted to spend more time with his teenage sons, is still in the picture, but the trailer teases a possible new love interest for Carrie in New York.
Aww. You were like vibrant.
You and your neighbor kind of caught a little vibe there.
It's complicated with Aiden, but I'm trying to figure it out.
The reboot follows Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte navigating the complicated reality of life, love, sex, and friendship in their 50s in New York City. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Karate Kid legend set to put up a good fight at the box office this weekend. Huh? See what I did there? Good fight. The film starring Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan is expected to bring in $25 to $30 million at the box office on a $45 million budget. It's up against week 2 of Disney's live action Lilo and Stitch, which set a Memorial Day record with more than $180 million. It's still looking at another $60 million haul this weekend.
Back by popular demand, it's that crazy story about the Stone Hikers. Thank you, texters. We appreciate it. False alarm from some hikers up in New York's mountainous area. CJ Papa has more.
2 New York hikers called State Forest Rangers believing their buddy had died on a trail near the Cascade Mountains, telling authorities they were lost. A ranger found the pair, quickly figuring out they were in an altered mental state. It was later determined they were high on mushrooms. Meantime, the friend they thought was dead also called park officials. He was found alive and completely uninjured and was guided back to the group's campsite. Park officials ended up having to call an ambulance not for an alleged dead hiker, but for the pair that was stoned. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And millennials and Gen Z Googling basic life skills in record numbers as they move into adulthood. The search engine told Axios questions for things such as how to use a mop, how to set up auto pay, how to do oil change are all at all-time highs this year. Studies point out that schools are dropping classes like home ec that train students in practical life skills.
Let me just update you. Hurricane Sitter is reporting no tropical cyclone activity expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. However, they're reporting the first tropical storm in the Pacific. Alvin is located off the coast of southern Mexico. It is the first named storm of 2025. And if you're talking about the Atlantic side, Andrea will be the first storm. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.